forasmuch as it hath pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear sister here departed, we commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be like unto his glorious body, according to the mighty working whereby he is able to subdue all things to himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours, and their works do follow them. I realise the burial service of the Church of England cannot be used indiscriminately, but as I was turned to it last night, I was struck by its contents, and I would desire just to read with you the collect as written by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer. Almighty God, with whom do live the spirits of them that depart hence in the Lord, and with whom the souls of the faithful, after they are delivered from the burden of the flesh, are in joy and felicity. We give thee hearty thanks, for that it hath pleased thee to deliver this our sister out of the miseries of this sinful world, beseeching thee that it may please thee, of thy gracious goodness, shortly to accomplish the number of thine elect, and to hasten thy kingdom, that we, with all those that are departed in the true faith of thy holy name, may have our perfect consummation and bliss, both in body and soul, in thy eternal and everlasting glory, through Christ Jesus our Lord. O merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, in whom whosoever believeth shall live, though he die, and whosoever liveth and believeth in him shall not die eternally, who also hath taught us by his holy apostle Saint Paul not to be sorry as men without hope for them that sleep in him. We meekly beseech thee, O Father, to raise us from the death of sin unto the life of righteousness, that when we shall depart this life, we may rest in him, as our hope is this our sister doth, and that at the general resurrection in the last day, we may be found acceptable in thy sight, and receive that blessing which thy well-beloved Son shall then pronounce to all that love and fear thee, saying, Come, ye blessed children of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. Grant this, we beseech thee, O merciful Father, through Jesus Christ, our Mediator and Redeemer. As we come to the grave of a saint, may we truly join with Cranmer in giving hearty thanks for the grace, the love of God, which we are about to sing of in our closing hymn as chosen by Mrs. Paul. Oh, what a mercy it is to be saved by grace, to die in hope, to be laid in the place where Jesus laid, and to have that prospect that when he shall appear, we also shall appear with him. Friends, it calls forth this morning for songs of loudest praise. With Job, the Lord hath given, the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. We give thee hearty thanks. But then as we come to the grave, there is to be that looking forward to the day when Jesus will return, the day when the dead in Christ shall rise again and be with him. And may we be found praying as we are around the grave this day, that his kingdom might come, that he might hasten that time for each one of his dear people, when we shall be found in his likeness, when we shall see him, when we shall be with him forever and forever. And that brings us, friends, to the solemn question as to how stands the case with us. And if we have never been brought to pray that prayer before, may we come in with Cranmer's Collect this morning as we stand round this graveside to plead that the Lord would also grant us that through Jesus Christ we might be found acceptable in his sight and may have a hope against the day of our death and a certain hope concerning our resurrection from the dead. Let us pray. O Lord, as we seek to draw near unto thee now, we plead, Lord, that thou wouldst help us to truly put the crown in the right place, to sing thy praise, the sovereign grace, grace which thou didst foreordain concerning our dear departed friend in eternity past. I love thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. The grace that drew her, that kept her, and the grace that has now landed her safe above. And Lord, we have to come and plead for continuing grace, for those that mourn, and for each one of us. Oh, that thou wouldst grant us daily fresh supplies of grace, that we may also persevere. And oh, that we might know that grace in death, and the fullness of grace in life everlasting. We do desire, Lord, thou wouldst help us to truly pray this day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, we would ask, Lord, that we might be found looking beyond this world and longing for that day when we shall be found with thee. Oh, may we be found this day seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and to prove that all things shall be added unto us. Oh, Lord, save us by thy grace. Bring us to cry even this day, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And may we find, they that come unto thee, thou wilt in no wise cast out. So, Lord, do visit us now, even at the graveside, with thy salvation, and bless us as we seek to sing thy praise, and part us with thy blessing, and take us on our way in peace and safety, and be with us throughout the remainder of our short and uncertain lives, and prepare us for our end. Forgive us our every sin, we'd ask it, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Let us sing the second hymn on the order of service. The second hymn on the order of the service, to the tune Regent Square. Sovereign grace, o'er sin abounding, ransom souls, the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul forever dwell. The second hymn.
Praise, O sin abounding, ransom souls the tidings well.
This is the Lord.
By the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, both now and forevermore. Amen.